She'll read.
She'll read?
Yeah,
okay.
She'll read. You don't need the tablet because this
okay.
is the infinitive construct.
She'll read?
She'll read, right.
Luach?
Yeah, Luach and the plural would be what?
Luchot.
Luchot, right. Etha Luchot. Okay, Az Shobri Etha Luchot. Az Shobri Etha Luchot. Okay. And you're not using a perfect form here just because it's a temporal modifier phrase. It's just not a complete sentence in itself. If you took the until off, just said I break the tablet, then you'd go with a perfect form, or you'd go to an imperfect I break. Like that. Okay, number 11. So that he send you to us. It's a little awkward in English. It's got a subjunctive idea to it. But you might say so that he might send you to us, probably in English. Okay, Daniel, what's that?
The ma'an. So
cold.
Right.
Okay, what's the last part?
I forgot.
Oh, I see.
I forgot one word.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's your direct object, Otaka. And then I just had Lana here, but you could have Elenu too, because you could get the idea toward. Kind of depends on whether there's a real motion being emphasized or not. So either Lana or Elenu. And then Otaka, or if you saw it as a plural, you could have that gap in there too. You said you plural to us. Yeah, Lema'an Shoko. Shofo, that's Kamakatu on the Shin Shofo, Lanu Otaka, or Elenu Otaka, or Otaka Elenu. You could, excuse me, reverse the word order there. Excuse me. Now, part C. Go back to the easy part again. Number one, price.
Wahaya Ava Kogram.
Okay, Bavoko Ram, that's a common substance in the first one too.
Oh.
Because of the fact that the next one is, and it's, you know, that little Shawa business. Bavoko Ram. Bavoko Ram.
Go Melek Yasha Al Kisei.
Right.
They will choose him for a king, and he will sit upon his throne.
Okay, you need to get the temporal modifying idea though, because you got Muhaya. And when they will choose him as king or for a king, he will sit upon the throne.
What have you
there
choosing?
That's kind of the literal idea. You might say something though, and it shall come to pass, and they're choosing him as a king. He will sit upon the throne, and it will be that they will choose him as a king, and he will sit upon the throne. That would be the way to put it too. Or it will be in their choosing him as the king, he will sit upon his own. That's a possibility.
You will. Okay.
Well, yeah, just because.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just because of the temporal modifying nature of the whole thing. It's the actual infinitive construct is quite indefinite at the time, so you're kind of picking up your cues from the main sequence or the main verb. And the sequence, of course, is the converted meaning. So, Weyashav is perfect in form, but imperfect in meaning because it's part of the series. So, you know that the main action is he will sit upon the throne. So, that tells you when they choose him as a king. You know, and they're choosing him as a king, meaning he will sit upon the throne. Would be when they chose him as a king, he will sit upon the throne.
Okay.
Well,
when you go to theory,
okay, well, I don't have it down here, but we can take a look at it. Lama Atita Hara Be'enai Bevilti Shemoa Bekoli. Okay, let's just all break it down together. Or does anybody want to volunteer for it? Yeah, Daniel, you can do it for a while.
Right. Have you done eagle? Or eagle literally in my eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Not listening to my voice, or obeying my voice.
Mm-hmm. So why lama is the preposition lama with ma? So literally to what, or for what reason? To what, or you would say why?
Because
Why, Atita, have you done evil? There's your finite verb, your main verb. That's just a perfect verb form. Now, why have you done evil, or the evil thing?
No, that's the evil thing. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be an epithet, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's what threw me off. I couldn't figure that out. No, it's not.
No, not hurrah there.
No. I thought it was.
Huh. I don't know if that's just an oversight or if it's one of the instances in which, you know, with a thief and something, we might be able to get by. There's sometimes you don't see an F. I mean, I hate to admit that there's exceptions because that kind of opens the door for you, but I think he did say something once in a while about it. I don't know if this verb actually acknowledges his peculiar disrespect or. Well, I think it normally takes it in.
So why did you do evil?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe just because of the meaning of this, you know.
What is evil? It's not really saying the evil thing.
Right. I know what you mean. See, the thing is, it's an adjectival idea.
You may not even evil. Why did you do evil? They may not even use it in an argument. You know, what do you
mean? Yeah, it's probably. But he shouldn't stick something like that in an exercise. Okay, but you can follow the rest of it, okay?
Yeah.
Bene, bene, I in my eyes. To not hear my voice, or not to hear my voice. You're not hearing my voice, or in that you don't hear my voice.
No.
In Hebrew, it's just the vilti shemoa, the koli, you know. But that would be it. That would throw you off. Does anybody find anything relevant to that statement? It seemed like you made a statement once in a while, yes, it appears. Or maybe it was a statement something like, usually or almost always, the S appears, or something like that. But you certainly wouldn't be able to predict this. It would throw you off. There's really nothing else you can do with it. I couldn't make that the subject either. The person for it. There's nothing else you can do. But I think if this is a consistent usage this way, it's probably due to the fact that there may be an idiom involved here, and doing evil may not be such a specific thing, and they're trying to kind of soften the idea of the definiteness of it. They keep the article on it, but they don't put the other on it.
Usually.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, usually.
There was our loophole. He might have done this on purpose just to remind you that he said usually back there.
Thanks.
Okay. Number three, who's next? Let's see. Daniel? Okay. Eric. Next, number three.
Vayahi b'mitzvahu et hayeled v'yachalot oto.
Yes, b'mitzvahu.
And it was when he found the child, he killed him.
Okay, it was when he found the child, he killed him or slew him, yeah. That would be a pretty good literal word. He said it when he found the child. Yeah, literally, it was in his finding him, it was such that he found him, or how do you do this? Try to keep this. You want to try to keep the infinitive sense, but you also want to try to keep the literal rendering of this sequence. So he probably might be stuck here, but that's certainly the idea.
Yeah.
In English, it just doesn't. They don't fit together very well. But in Hebrew, there's no problem with it at all. So. And it came to pass in his finding him, with that he slew him.
Probably translated, they found the child and killed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Missed the whole.
Sure.
So how do we take it? I had, and it was when he found the lad, he killed him.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We're just trying to struggle with trying to get it more literal. So
you take another and in there.
Yeah, to try to get the and.
He found the lad and he killed him.
Yeah, it was. But then you're having to go with a when here. See, to try to get an infinitive sense out of this infinitive construct in English, and also get an and in the sequence series. It's very difficult. It's just a juggling of English. But if you had it, when he found the child, he slew him, or in his finding the child, he slew him.
Well, isn't the when justified because of the preposition?
It is. We're just saying that to be real literal, he's looking at this from a real literal standpoint.
And it was in his finding of the last
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's probably as far as literal as you can get. And it was in his finding of the land and he killed it. It's like you're going along the narrative and it was in his finding the land and then the next thing is he killed it.
But if you put ka on there, we would have said when, and it was when his finding of the land.
Ka or bo wouldn't make a whole lot of difference here as far as the way in English.
So what we're really seeing though is ka, doesn't that have a sense of when as a preposition?
In the literal sense, ka means like or as, and the means in.
As.
And
it was as, but that even has a time sense in English.
I'm not so sure that, they may be parallel in that respect.
Yeah,
we can talk about as he's doing something in a temporal sense. We can also say this was as this.
Yeah. Or
this was like this in a non-temporal sense.
Seems to me like this would be a parallel type of usage.
Looks like it. It looks like he could. It's very similar.
And in an idiom type of thing was the book. You have the idiom bayon, in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's translated on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Or even during the day or something like that.
Yeah, I think the best way to look at this is to look at it in terms of the picture that's being portrayed. The in is kind of a locative idea. And so here, it's within the realm of this verbal action that's indicated by the infinitive that the other action takes place. And so we will often do that as when. Very similar to constructions you might see in Greek with preposition in. Kill them in the sword, for example. Something like that. Same kind of an idea. Doesn't so much, in our, we don't say you kill them in the sword. We say you kill them with a sword. We use instrumental. So the grammarian said, well, that's an instrumental usage. But I think that really, to the Greek, he's not so much thinking that way. He's thinking in the realm of the sword. This action was done. And certainly it's got an instrumental idea. But in their thinking, the way the language seems to be constructed is still a very locative idea. Just in a conceptual frame rather than a physical. Okay, here?
Normally with the converted imperfect here, why he,
mm-hmm.
you expect a perfect verb, right? You would expect instead of Yaharu, was with the perfect Wuharab, with the converted imperfect. Doesn't it normally go that way?
Oh, no. Converted imperfect, it would accept that, you see. The fact that first Y-He is already converted indicates that there was a previous verb in the series that it's picking up on. In other words, somewhere in the series there was a real life perfect. And now we've gone to imperfect. Once you start an imperfect series, you keep going in perfect series as long as you're in the series. So Y-He is the converted imperfect giving perfect meaning.
Yeah.
And Wayaharog is also converted imperfect.
When we first learned the narrative sequence, wasn't it when you had Wuhaya,
mm-hmm.
then you were in imperfect?
No.
The example,
the tense, the value of it was imperfect, but the form of it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No, not in the.
Are you talking about the temporal? Okay, the temporal clause itself, not the main clause in the sentence, but the temporal clause.
Well, yeah, the temporal clause.
Okay, the temporal clause gets its real value.
And so this is changing it, this infinitive?
No, it's not really, it's not really changing that, because an infinitive doesn't have isn't perfect or imperfect. This is just another type of temporal clause that doesn't have a. See, some of those temporal clauses we had before didn't have any verbs in them at all. They were just a prepositional phrase. Some of them had verbs. In other words, you could say, and it came to pass in the morning that he did such and such. There's no verb there. But if you say, it came to pass when he flew the Philistines, he also, and so forth, there, you would have slew in the perfect, because it's part of this temporal clause, it's not a part of the main narrative. I think that's what's happening to you, you're thinking of that. Now when we have an infinitive construct here, it's just an infinitive construct, and it doesn't care whether it's perfect or imperfect or anything, it doesn't define that way. So this is another different kind of temporal modifier, but the main structure of the sentence still stays the same. Once you get done with your temporal modifying clause, which has got kind of a conceptual parenthesis around it, then the Y-He at the beginning and the imperfect form of Harag are part of the same narrative sequence. And this other thing is a kind of parenthesis a little bit.
That's
so
what I was trying to get at. The Y-He is and the temporal clause are connected, and the infinitive construct is just something inserted in there, and it's irrelevant to what.
Well, it's irrelevant to what the main narrative is, right, as far as the forms are concerned.
It doesn't affect the forms.
Mm-hmm. No.
But these forms are opposite of the examples they gave.
Okay, show me the examples you're talking about.
Like on the first page of page 123, where it's given the example.
Yes.
When you have Y-He, you're in the imperfect, and we have Wahaya. Wahaya, you've got imperfect. I mean, perfect.
Yeah, you got perfect forms, but you got imperfect meaning. Wahaya.
Right.
Is continuing a narrative sequence that began with a true imperfect form somewhere and is continuing with converted perfect, so you're getting imperfect meaning. And so, however, you see, I think the problem is, if you look at the fourth example, Wahaya ki Tishma'u. Tishma'u, that's imperfect,
yeah,
but it's imperfect, it's not a converted imperfect, it's a real life imperfect.
Oh, okay.
See? And it's part of this. Once the stuff following key all the way up to ha'eleth is the narrative. Is the temporal clause, and then the narrative sequence resumes with uzakartem.
Yes.
So wahaya and uzakartem are parallel.
Yes.
They're both converted perfects getting imperfect meaning. That's your main narrative, and then the clause, the key clause here. Is a temporal modifier, and you don't use a converted imperfect, a converted perfect, you use a real life imperfect, because that's not part of the sequence anymore. That's a parenthesis to the whole sequence, and so you need the true value of the verb form there.
Okay.
And in this one, you have just because you happen to be saying, in this case, whenever you hear these words, you should remember, you're going to have an imperfect. There are situations, though, where, the one above it, Waihi Ta'asher Ra'ah. Otham, Wayikra, there you find the past narrative sequence, and when he saw them, he cried out. We have Ka'asher Ra'ah, that's a regular perfect form of the verb, and that's because you're dealing with a past narrative and so forth, but that's the real value of it. However, Wayhi and Wayikra are both imperfect forms, converted imperfect forms. Now, comparing that to what we've got over here, in these exercises, we're seeing a mix of these two chapters. In the previous chapter, you saw temporal clauses. And you saw these Y-Hees or Wuhayas starting off the temporal clause and indicating temporal clause. Now we have some more data to supply another way to make temporal clauses, not precluding the previous chapter, but this is some more information as to how other ways in which temporal clauses are made and set up. Instead of using a finite verb form for a lot of these, they'll use the infinitive construct. And when you use the infinitive construct, infinitive construct doesn't decline for perfect or imperfect, and it's not subject to the rules of sequences and so forth anyway. And then further, because of the fact that we're setting up a temporal clause here, this temporal clause has no restrictions as far as what the forms within it are going to be relative to the main narrative sequence, because it's a parenthesis to that.
Two questions.
Yes.
One, do you have any opinion as to what the significance is, or is there? I mean, I feel there probably must be for one reason or another. Maybe it's just being a matter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, because here you could just say Waihi Kaasher Mata.
Yeah, okay.
How you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a different kind of thing we said a little bit, but
yeah.
Is it significant?
I'm sure that there's when a person is speaking, he feels differently about saying with an infinitive construct as opposed to just a finite verb form. And I think the difference would have to be primarily in the area of either emphasis or just the kind of aspect that they're trying to focus on. It seems like this infinitive construct has a little bit more conceptual and theoretical sense to it rather than a real specific pointing to a specific action. Not that the action wasn't real, it's just that, in other words, when I'm trying to say conceptual, it seems to have to do more with the reason, basis, and the relationship between the clauses rather than talking about it as an event. It's a subtle difference. It's a subtle difference at best. That's another thing a person could do is analyze how many times they're using the specific construct versus the other. You know, it'd be a big job. And that's why the grammars probably don't, you know, they don't tell you that because nobody's taken the time to do that. It is a big job, so they just say it's done both ways, and they don't try to give you any kind of a feeling for which way you should do it at which time. I suppose that would only come from speaking the language a lot. It's like in writing an English composition, you know, and we've got similar situations where we say the same thing a couple different ways, and sometimes we'll say it one way, and then we'll go back and proofread, and then we'll say, no, I think I'll say it the other way, because I've been using that phrase so much over here or something. And, you know, it kind of gives it's not always just within that one sentence that the reason can be found. Maybe it's the whole, the way that they're talking, the whole kind of mode that they're talking. Maybe it's, in some cases it's more formal and more polite, or more down home or something. It's probably along those lines. I don't think it's anything huge semantically. But I will admit they do like these suffixes, do like to throw things into this mode.
And then the second part of the question here is, you said ke would be ke, but would be essentially the same.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be proper to say ke? If you use ke, that would seem to be more saying that action that's maybe simultaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whereas be is, it is in this time period,
yeah,
but it's indefinite more.
Well, I think that feeling certainly, that's the feeling. If I had to say that there's any difference between them, I would say the would be a little bit more abstract, and ke would be a little bit more simultaneous action, as, you know, just like the difference between as and in English. You know, in is doing this, such and such, but as he did this, I think it's just got a little bit more of a timeline type of description rather than just a concept. That'd probably be, you know, I think it's a fair distinction. But it's obviously not a very big distinction. Okay. Anybody else want to
go on a test? There may be an option. You may have one or two ways to do it.
I'm not going
to
be real. Oh, you mean as far as. Yeah, on a test.
Or even in the exercises.
On a test or in the exercises. When you're going from English to Hebrew, then you're going to have some options here. You could set the thing up with a perfect verb form or an imperfect verb form, depending on the sense idea, or set it up with an infinitive construct. And on a test, I would tell you, now in the exercise, you can assume they want, when the chapter is on infinitive construct, you can assume that's what they want to use so you get familiar with those. But if we're looking on a test further down the road someplace, and, you know, it could be either one, if I want you to use a particular construction, I'll tell you if I give you a test. If I don't want you to use a particular one, I'll just leave it open to you and pick the one you want. So if you're real good at verb forms, not so good at those infinitive constructs and suffixes, you probably choose that one, you know. But I'll tell you for sure if I want you to use a specific one. And then with the rest, we'll just have to glean from the tenor and context of the exercise of what chapter it happens to be in. And a lot of these, there won't be any question. You know, there's just some of them that could kind of go both ways. Not all of them that will do that. Okay, any other questions? Number five, then. I forgot what we were about.
Lo yakote yakom et alechem alech.
Okay.
I am not able to eat this bread.
Yes, I am not able to eat this bread. I'm not able to eat this bread. Or it could be I was not able to eat this bread too. I mean, our kote is perfect, but that's a kind of one of those kinds of verbs that the job is like yada, it's kind of got this idea. It's almost, they put it in the stated verb category. And so it gets a little bit ambiguous as to what it means.
What exactly has your kote?
Well, it's from Yaakov, to be able, and it's the first person, it's a perfect first person singular form.
And I hear the use low because you have a perfect form,
mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't use the ability or
ability. No, because you don't have an infinitive construct per se. There is an infinitive construct. A complementary infinitive completing the idea, but that complementary infinitive is the thing that's being negated. In effect, it is, but the thing that's being negated specifically is the verb that's called the goal.
I guess you could say it. You could say it, and mean something different. I am able to not eat.
Yeah, I'm able to not eat. That gives
you a sense of ability.
Yeah. Right.
How would you structure that?
Well, then you could just say yakolti lability or yakol. I'm able not to eat. I don't know why you'd want to say that. You know, you could say that, right? What was that?
The call is just the way you do infinity.
Yeah, just infinite construct with this. Didn't they give you this? Maybe they didn't put that in the paradigm for you. I think you can include that. Remember, the verb is actually one aleph. Okay, yeah, they did give it to you. It's on page 127. Under the one aleph there, they've got akal, and the imperative and the infinitive construct are the same. Ekol. The thing is, the only thing different about it is that you have, instead of a shwa on the aleph, you can't take shwa, so the question is what particular reduced vowel would it take? You would perhaps expect without knowing that the chata chata, but it turns out to be chata sagol in this one. And that follows the same pattern that the imperative did. We learned about that earlier. Okay, so I am not able, or I was not able, to be, you have to decide from context which one would be the best fit there. To eat this bread, or eat this food.
Might be the solution to the old outreach problem.
Yeah, right.
It's in Hebrew.
Really? Okay. Well, you could say I'm not committed instead of not able.
Yeah, right. And after his gathering of the men to him in his house, he will make a great banquet.
Right. And after his gathering the men to himself or to him in his house, he will make a great banquet. Or after he gathers the men to himself in his house, he will make a great banquet. Right. Okay, this is quite similar with this akare, you know, the haya akare is a pretty common expression, but it is what we're using the infinite construct here. And again, this is one that could go, you know, you could use an imperfect form here, and for asa here, and yaso or something like that. And don't put the long consecutive or anything like that. Okay, number 9, back to the gut.
Yasher ba'a kosati eta to'a yusa
kese
maya di mayon wadya ya
He loved her and desired her, or took delight. He forgot to love her. He loved her and desired her for himself as a wife. Or,
oh.
See the achav there? Is that wayeh achav? Achav is he loved. Okay, pretty good. And when he saw her, that she was a very beautiful of form and very beautiful of appearance. Or I put it, I made it a little bit more literal, made it a very beautiful one of form and a very beautiful one of appearance, because remember, I think they did give you in a note or something someplace that they used this thing like as if it was a noun construct. The yafa is normally considered an adjective, but you could consider it a substantive adjective in construct as a noun and then make it a beautiful one of appearance. That's probably their literal idea of it, remember, saying a beautiful appearance of something. Okay. So we thought there is while plus the construct form of a would you normally consider an adjective. So, and when he saw her, that she was a very beautiful one of form, maybe looked one, a very beautiful one of appearance, he loved her and took delight in her, desired her for himself to a wife. Idiomatic there. To himself, is he to him or for him to wife? It's that idiom that we saw earlier about Abraham taking care of the wife. Okay, any other questions on that? Makes sense? All right. Number 11. Yeah, let's share that. A short one.
Okay.
Short one's on our 180, though.
Vi Yakot Legeo Osan Ose.
Okay. Yeah, just be Legeo. Legeo, because the.
Legeo.
Yeah, the Hirik would make it short. Legeo Osa. Okay.
Who will want to redeem you?
Yes, who wants to redeem you in the present? Who wants to redeem you?
Yehoshua.
Huh? Yehoshua, yeah. Okay. So who wants to redeem you or who will want to redeem you? Either one would be fine. It just depends on the imperfect course could be to be present, progressive type of idea or future. Okay, number 13. Tony.
Wayahi Aharim Kadu.
Okay, Kadalu, yeah. Kadalu. That's going to be a vocal schwa now, because you got the metig on it, the comments that makes it long, that makes the syllable open and so forth. So, Kadalu. Okay.
I just didn't put my schwa down when I cussed it.
Oh, okay. That'll make a difference.
I was taking off of my table.
That'll make a difference.
Yeah. Lishmoa.
Lishmoa.
Oh, Lishmoa.
Mm-hmm.
Bekol Hanavi. Waya Tepu. Tepu. Waya Tepu.
Yeah, just make the Shawa silent. Waya Tepu. And then make it
Waya Tepu.
And they all agree with Waya Tepu. Kataot. Yeah. All right. Since your tongue and your throat are all tied in knots.
Yeah, really. And it was afterwards we stopped hearing the voice of the prophet, and our sins were numerous.
Okay, a couple things here. First off, it's they rather than we. So, and after they stopped obeying or ceased to obey, you've got kadal there. That's just a perfect form, and then you have an infinitive constant, a complementary infinitive, is what this allows us. So, after they ceased to obey or stopped obeying, of course, here again, you're going to a simple perfect, but in the temporal clause, you're using the normal verb form. Cease to obey or to hear or hearken to the voice of the prophet, they sin many sins. Because one thing is you've got kata in the verb and then you've got kata, oh, they sin sins. So it's kind of redundant.
Yeah,
so they sin many sins. So again, and after they stopped obeying the voice of the prophet, they sin many sins.
All right, do they have another verb to hear? Because this to hear seems to be to hear and to, to hear to do. Do they have one that is just hear?
They do. It's probably an obscure one. Shema is the one they use for almost everything. There might be another one, but if there is, I don't know what it is.
Because otherwise you could maybe translate it after they stopped. After they stopped to hear the voice of the prophet.
Oh, stopped and what they were doing in order to hear.
Yeah.
I see.
I mean, context would tell you, but the fact that
you didn't have to
rely on
context.
But otherwise, you could be either way, it could be ambiguous.
Well, yes. The thing is, though, with this particular verb, I think that it's the verb stop that's more critical than the verb. See, there is another way to say cease. You can use Shabbat, coming to rest or cease what you're doing in a general sense. And I think in that instance that you described, you probably use Shabbat after they conceived. And it stops what they need to do in order to hear. And they might even use Lama'an and then use the imperfect, or they might, you know, do something a little bit more along the lines, or I think you probably even understand the infinite concept. After they stop, after they cease, and then to hear, in order to hear. But if you use this verb kadal, that's leading you in. It's one of these verbs that is pointing to it. It's in the construct. And it's
yeah, I didn't, you know, it says over here to stop doing something.
Right, exactly.
So they stopped. And something they stopped doing was to hear.
Yeah. And apparently this verb can be used somewhat like Shabbat, too. It can mean to stop, cease or stop intransitive. But it can also mean to stop doing something, so it's infinitive. So, but when it's used with an infinitive following, then you assume that that's the use of God. That's probably your, I'm quite sure that's your most common use, because you have some other verbs for the other. Okay, number 15. Let's see, Peter?
Why? Hayu? Hashanin? Hayanin? The years were as days in his eyes while he loved her.
Yes, good. The years were as days in his eyes while he loved her, or in his loving her. Okay? Or during the time he loved her. Okay, good. Sometimes knowing some of the context of the statement helps you. You recognize what verse it came from, you know. That's one advantage you'll have. It's almost an unfair advantage, but if you really know Scripture well, when you're going to next year and second year of translating, if you remember what passage you're dealing with, you know what the subject matter is and so forth, you can guess at words you didn't know, and you can guess at the structure sometimes. It's kind of nice in a way. It's especially true in the Greek and the New Testament. People know the New Testament pretty well. And at least around here they do. Yes.
Yeah. And how about Voso?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure why there's the comma power
to it.
Well,
oh, let's see. Yeah, what was the word? Okay, they're doing it from, then look at your noun section over here on your vocab, ahava, and then it's used as the infinitive construct of ahav. And so this is what's used as the infinitive construct, and you use your normal noun rules for constructs on this thing. And your noun rule would say change the tau to a, I mean the hey to a tau, and then you end the suffix. So that's really what's happening. Good point. Yeah, so this is a rather, let's just say this has got a very unusual infinitive construct, which just looks like an ordinary old noun. They have to use like this, the noun rule for it. That verb to love is irregular in every respect, which is beautiful. Okay. What kind of sentence imply that love is irregular in one rule? Okay. Yes. Okay, that's part D, number one. When they kill the prisoners, we fled from there and crossed over hither. Who gets to be the lucky one on this one? Let's see, Peter was last in. Let's see you. Well, let's go ahead and take a stab at each other. There aren't very many of them. Only three. There's no four. Four, three.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Real good. Right in the money. Why he? Okay, what we want to say is when they kill the prisoners, why he? And you could have had k or b for gam, for harag, from harag, and the infinitive construct plus the third person plural suffix, masculine plural suffix. So k for gam or b for gam. Why he? K for gam, s ha asirim. The prisoners, Asir was prisoner, so just Asirim, plural. So, Waihi, Kavordam, Asirim. Now you resume your narrative sequence with a converted imperfect form, And you don't see these too often. We fled from there, so we see the newsworthy form. And the verb is barak. So we've got wa nivrak. Wa with pasak, nun with dagish, and kirik. That's your prefix for your imperfect there. And then you get the dagish from the doubling from the wakitagish. Then base with shawa, and resh with pasak, base. Okay, so we fled from there, misham, just preposition min on sham. I think they even gave you misham is just a vocabulary word too? Okay. So then, and we crossed over hither. So avar is the cross, so this is again be a continuing the narrative sequence, because you fled first and you crossed over. So wa na avor. Pasak, well, wa with pasak, nun with dagation pasak, ayin with kata pasak, base with polam and resh. That's a polam type of perfect. The earlier one was a pasak type of perfect. So it's kind of good to exercise these two. Okay, and then Tina. Tina. Get it. Yes.
My first one I saw is, I think John already covered it, 19 number 1. Do I have the choice of, like, saying wahi, did you see share, did you see?
Yeah.
Or I could use infinitive, right?
Yeah, you could use infinitive construct, or go ahead and use the perfect verb form there.
That's what I
am. So, kashir, haragu, and pasirin, you could have. Only because we're dealing with this chapter, infinitive construct, we shouldn't use the other. But that would be technically, that would be all right on a test if I didn't specify that'd be fine. Okay. All right, but if you did that, you missed the point. I mean, if you're working with this infinite concept that they wanted to work with. Okay, number 3. They sat in her house until the men opened the gate. Was that?
Me.
You're next. Okay.
Yes, so they knew, they saw, Ad, Anashim, Pata, Su, Es, Pasha, Ar.
Okay, he did the same thing. He avoided the infinitive construct. Okay. Yashabu, I think he had Yashabenu, but it should be they sat in her house. So Yashavu, Bebeta, Az, and I have Pesoach, Anashim, Es, Hasa'ar, Asha'ar.
What's the form on
the Bayou? Bebeta, using the space, you know, for when you put yourself in time. And it's got commas, hey, with Lafik, her house.
Yeah,
and, the village is just with a shawa because first village with a shawa because it's automatically definitely
right,
okay.
What was the
okay. Base with serios and tau. Remember, base is the form that's the construct form.
I thought I used it.
Say it again. Maybe you just had a word or different or something.
Yashavenu,
wouldn't that be it? Yashavenu. Oh, I see. Well, it would be. Yosh. Let's see, do you have Venus there? Yeah, the Yosh Venus then. Excuse me, yeah, Yosh Venus, something like that. Not with the commas, but with the commas, too.
Oh,
yeah, but the trouble is you don't want an infinitive in that one. Because that's just a perfect. See? Let's look at it. Let's break this down mentally. What is your temporal modifier? What's your real sentence? Now, what, in other words, what phrase can survive on its own, what can't? They sat in her house. That can survive by itself, but if you say, until the men open the gate, I don't want you to say, until the men open the gate, it's not a complete idea. That would be until it. If I had just the men open the gate, that'd be all right, but this is until the men open the gate. Look for your temporal modifying word, like until, or when, or like, or as, or, you know, as, or something like that, when, usually. And look at the phrase that's associated with that. That's the phrase you want your infinitive construct in. And the other one's going to be your just normal sentence structure. So, they sat in her house. That's just an ordinary perfect form. And then until the men open the gate, you could have on this one, until, you could have Oz, with Oz, I don't know if you can get by with it any other way. You're almost stuck with an incentive concept in this one. Until they're opening the gate or something.
What was the incentive construct?
Incentive construct should be Tesoak, Mpapa. So it'd be pay with Shua. And I used the Dagesh because there wasn't a vowel before it. And then Tau with Holm and Chet with Papa. That's right vowel. So Papa perfect on that.
You would use
the
suffix they on all.
Okay, let's see. You're still the men. No, only because the men, you have a nominal subject for the infinitive in this one. If you had until they, then you just put the om on the end and just, you know, use the subject. But because it's a nominal subject, you write the subject out. And notice there's no S after the soa. You don't want an S before ha'anashim because ha'anashim is your subject. Then you have an S before sha'ar because that's the object. So this is a good illustration of that
construction.
Well, S is on the Sha'ar, Ashar, but there's no S on Ha'anashim. If you put S on Ha'anashim, what would that be? It's kind of gruesome, actually. It would be until the men were opened or something, until the opening of the men. Okay, so you know, men aren't doing the opening. The men aren't being opened, they're doing the opening. So if you put an S in front of Ha'anashim, that becomes the object of that incentive. Now it's the subject of it. So you don't want an S there, because that's what's intended to be your subject for incentive. But you do want an S on Ha'ar, because that's the correct object of the incentive. Okay? Now it's conceivable to have men open, you know, or something, and have some of those gruesome battles
by the gate.
Yeah, right. And the men were open by the gate. Yeah. Or here, the men were open with the gate or something. The opening of the men with the, you take as with. Yeah. Often thought, I'm sure glad I don't live back in those days and have to fight in some of the battle games.
Yeah.
I'd much rather, if I had to go to war, I'd much rather be in a F-15, you know, just trying to chase a snake or something, you know. I'd like my chances a lot better.
They probably you do. You're one of the generals. You still wouldn't have got
to die. Okay, number five. It is not permitted to eat the flesh of these animals. Was there any other questions on the previous one? Yeah, we're satisfied with that. Okay.
So, on the use of the suffix, it's an infinitive construct. You only use it when you really want to, when using pronominal.
Yeah, only when it's pronominal. When the subject of the infinitive is pronominal. If the subject is nominal, then you won't have a suffix on there.
No, in other words, it's not part of the. Mm-hmm. You're confusing kind of, you think of it as part of an inflection.
Right. It's not really an inflection. It's just the suffix is added onto it. Yeah, that's a good point. It's not an inflection so much. It's a normal noun ending on any other, as you would have on any other kind of noun. So that's a good point. And if your subject is nominal, you won't have a pronominal subject at all. Okay. It's not permitted to eat the flesh of these animals. Who's last? The Eric thing. Okay, good. Ja'ain le'akol. There's your idiom, remember, is not to eat. It says not to eat these animals. So, not to eat, ain le'akol. And the only problem you might have there is with the form of that infinitive construct for ekol, as you get the goal there. And then, of the rule of Shawa, you're going to get the full vowel corresponding to that, the first one. So it'll be a Tegol, Tegol pattern. So, Ein Le'akot, Et, Besar, Ha Behemot, or Ha Kayot, if you used Kaya, for animals, which everyone used, Ha Elet.
Yeah,
we should get to that now. Oh, the last one? Okay. We can do this last one real quick, but I'll do it if you want. Get it in. Okay, any other questions on number five first, though?
You don't
want to
use the
Lebel? No, not on this one, because it's a different kind of idiom. It's true that you're negating, in effect, this, but there was an idiom given for you on this. this isn't just your normal negation of the see, it's do not eat, and so or it is not permitted to eat, it's not permitted to do something. And you can see that idiom on the number 3 on page 129 under those 3 idioms there. Ain plus lama plus infinitive is not permitted to. So
okay.
So the delta would be used and so forth. If he told me not to eat or something like that, then he just wouldn't eat. Okay, number 7. The English was, we were not able to write, nor were we able to read. Okay, lo yakonu. Kato, or you could have likto. You could use preposition lama, or, you know, kind of optional here. So lo yakonu, I just put kato, will lo yakonu kiro. And kak with shawa and resh with all of the help. Or you could have had likro, with preposition lama. Of course, it would get here because of the little shawa.
On 5 after, what was the how that construct on that? Le echo.
Number 5, okay.
S.
Le echo, okay. S. Bizar.
Okay.
Bizar. See, Bizar was flesh,
no,
and then Bizar is
construct. I just didn't hear it. Correct.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bizar. And then you could have had Ha, Behema, or
what? Well, I had
Ha, Ha, Mos, or whatever. I don't know how the plural works out. They give it to you for Behema.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I use
Hayat. Yeah, okay. Ha chayot then.
You would use chayot? Doesn't it mean the living things already?
Yeah, I just
use
that.
I was just thinking animal. What? Yeah,
sorry,
plural.
I didn't use
it. Oh, you used it collectively?
Oh, living
things.
Okay, I was
thinking. Yeah, because when you're talking about animals, actual living entities, they'll use plural there. Mm-hmm. Real plural things there.
Okay.
Good. Well, next time we can move on to lesson 29 then. And don't forget the vocab quiz next Wednesday.
Saints.
Oh, some of them I'm sure were. But I'm real sure.
Polycarp. Polycarp was. Remember that thing I read too at a psychology video? Polycarp was an aged Christian. Mm-hmm. John, person. Apparently, he was one of his converts. Got up about 200. He had to be very old. And one of the emperors had him up in front of the Colosseum there.
Mm-hmm.
And was exhorting him, saying, have respect to your age. You know, we don't want to do this. You're honored. You're in place of this old age. We want to help you. It's for your own good, you know, and all that. And he said something like, have respect to your age. Say, away with the atheist. At which Polycarp looked up to heaven, gave a great sigh, stretched his arm to the crowd and said, away with the atheist. Needless to say, they burned him at the stake.
Why did he do that?
The Christians were called atheists. They denied the whole Roman pantheon.
Oh, no, he turned the phrase. Turned it right back on their own head.
Right in the middle of, you know, this Elias versus, you know, this is the guy who gets.
Huh?
This is the guy who gets.
Why not? No.
Of course, it's probably like you. Yeah, that means, you know.
It's funny, it's a strange thing because there's a lot to be said for the I guess I call it ease of mannerism that you have, mm-hmm. or the